Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from Falcons Training Camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the home studio, and Gordon is making sure we stay on the air out here. So Braves won the first game of the series against the Royals last night, 10-7. They had 14 walks. Everyone but Austin walked, basically. Ozuna and Ronald both had two-run homers. Ronald's homer was crushed, went 468 feet, and Spencer Strider pitched through six innings.
Yeah, you couldn't even see it land. I was trying to I've watched the video like six times trying to watch the ball land, and you could never see it. I mean, it just absolutely You know, that's like the ticker on ESPN. I'm up this morning, and I'm watching the ticker go through, and – that's like the first time that the Braves have had a positive headline in a long time. It just says Ronald Acuña Jr. Crushes 468-foot home run. And I was like, wow. Have you seen that field, the Bristol field that they're going to use?
Yes, it looks sick.
If you hit one, I think it's like left field, you might have to hit it like 490 feet. It looks gigantic.
It's a big building, obviously. And yes, it was nice to see the Braves have a positive headline for once. It seems like it's been forever. Spencer Strider a little bit bumpy out of the gate, two earned through two, and then settles in, gets through five innings. This is kind of just – I don't want to say this is a good Spencer Strider outing, because I know that he doesn't settle for outings like this. I know he loves to be locked down, and he wants more than three strikeouts. But 96 pitches through five innings, labored a little bit, but in the end he's able to come out and get it done. And more importantly than ever, the offense is able to do enough to make the pitching kind of subside for a little bit.
Unfortunately, we did lose Hall of Fame second baseman Ryan Sandberg yesterday after battling cancer. He was 65 years old.
Yeah, this is awful. I used to grow up watching I would go to my grandparents, and we'd watch the Cubs on WGN in the afternoon. And Mark Grace, Ryan Sandberg, you know, grew up on some of those guys. And just to think of him going at 65 is absolutely just crazy. And it just – I hate to hear this. Man, we shouldn't be losing guys like Ryan Sandberg already.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you mentioned it, man. I grew up a Cubs fan doing the same thing you're talking about. I mean – Shane Buechele, who is the quarterback, who actually his son played quarterback at Texas. He was a third baseman right there for Ryan Sandberg for a time there in Chicago. The 84 NL MVP, just an incredible baseball player and reportedly even a better dude, man. I just grew up in a Cubs family. I got a lot of family up there in Chicago, and they were all massive fans of Rhino. So it stinks, man. You're right. Way too early to be losing a guy like that.
Well, Deion Sanders came forward yesterday with his medical news.
We performed a full robot-assisted laparoscopic bladder removal and creation of a new bladder, and I am pleased to report that the results from the surgery are that he is cured from the cancer.
Rick was aware of what was transpiring, and he's been A1 and down there. Just a blessing. Came to Texas to see me as well.
And Deion will continue coaching.
Yeah, so he talked about, hey, if there's a porta potty on the sideline, don't be shocked, because he doesn't have much control. I'm almost glad these two stories are back to back, because I thought Deion did a great job in his presser yesterday of saying go get checked.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers, my sisters out there, as Deion is so eloquently says, go get checked. And it comes on the heels of this Ryan Sandberg, who has had his battles with cancer, obviously over the last few years, and succumbs to it. So he's right, man. Go get checked. I'm glad that Deion utilized that platform to say some of those things, but hoping all the best for him, man, because it just – you want to talk about a guy who a lot of people view as superhuman in so many different ways, and when you see things like this, it kind of hits home. There's a realization about what exactly, the times of life we are in.
Yeah, I don't mean to keep bringing up childhood stuff, but I had the baseball card of Deion going from the baseball player to the football player. I mean, growing up watching him as an Atlanta fan. It's still somewhere at my parents' house. And as someone that has had a very close family member recently go through battle with cancer, it's so scary when that diagnosis comes. And I'm just so happy for Deion that he's gotten through this, hopefully cleared. And, they said that he's cured was the word. I'm very happy for him. It's so crazy. But you said somebody that seemed superhuman. I don't understand how why Deion has had to go through all this. He had the thing with his foot, and now this. I mean, it's just wild that one of the most amazing athletes that we've ever seen in sports has had such horrific battles off the field. But he's doing what he's always done, and that's overcoming and beating things. And I'm really glad that he's healthy for not only him but his family. And it's just crazy. But, yeah, I guess I need to start doing that because I'm 42 now. You hear him say go get checked, and you're like, yeah, I've been to the doctor, I don't know,
it's time, a long time.
It's time for all of us. Go get checked.
Go get checked. Well, apparently, Bryce Harper cussed out Rob Manfred over a potential salary cap.
I'm going to tell you something. If you're a baseball fan and you have an issue with Rob Manfred and you also think that you hate Bryce Harper, you probably want to check your hatred for Bryce Harper at the door, because he just did what probably 85 to 90% of every baseball fan in America wants to do, and that's cuss out the commissioner. Now, I think the commissioner's done a couple of good things here and there, but as a whole, he's a very irritating commissioner. He's my second least favorite of all the commissioners of the ones that, of the leagues that I kind of follow. I don't count NHL because Gary Bettman can go get lost for what he did with this city, but it's crazy, and I love it. I absolutely love it. First off, do I think there should be a salary cap? Probably, yeah.
I was going to say that same thing. I was like, yeah.
Because we're ruining the sport with – the sport is getting worse with the top heaviness, I should say. But he's in the locker room giving a speech, and Bryce Harper, from what I read, Mike, is sitting there like gripping a baseball bat, like just stewing. And then he's waiting for Manfred to go to the salary cap thing, and he just stands up and was like, if you're going to talk about this, you can get the blank out of the blanking locker room, mother blanker, and, like, right in his face. And I'm here for it. Just like I'm here for James Pierce Jr. energy, like, going, I'm here for that. Like, bring it all.
And it is weird, too, because I don't love Bryce Harper. I like him as a baseball player, but I think, you know, he's had a number of bouts with the Atlanta Braves, and obviously over the years has led to a lot of disappointing moments for Atlanta Braves fans. I also do, in the end, believe there should be a salary cap. Now, as a former member of a PA, I think that, you know, whatever PA, whatever year the MLBPA signs off on a salary cap is an absolute non-starter for most people. But in the end, man, I don't blame Rob Manfred for wanting it. We talk all the time that I say that one of the reasons the NFL is one of the most popular leagues in the world is because it's the most fair league in the world. It's fair from top to bottom. The money's the same. The draft picks are the same. The divisions are well mapped out, and everybody's kind of going up and going down. You just don't see that in baseball. But I do love the fact that Bryce Harper stepped to Rob Manfred. I was like, look, dude. Non-starter for us. Get out of the locker room, not even starting to talk about it. And I think that most players kind of have that energy in this direction.
Yeah, two things can be true. And this is one of those deals where I like Bryce Harper. I don't like him as a baseball player. I like him as a baseball fan. But as a media member and a guy that watches the game and just enjoys baseball when it's just not my team playing, he's great for the game. There needs to be something to bring the game back to the middle, because remember when the NBA they had in the finals was two small market teams, you know, Indiana and Oklahoma City.
Yep.
You'll never have Kansas City Royals and the Pittsburgh Pirates in a World Series. Never, never, ever, 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 ever. Because this is not how the sport's built.
Well, between Kyle Schwarber and the swing off and the All-Star game and Bryce Harper with this, I'm afraid of how much like I'm liking Phillies players right now. I know.
Oh,
I know.
I still openly pull for their demise.
Well, I know.
Like Pete Alonso. I don't even want to go that direction.
So I know we didn't get into radio to do math, but we're going to do a little bit right now in my Mac drop. Okay, so we're going to do jersey math here. Basically, I'm going to give you math problems based on their jersey numbers.
Okay.
Okay? If you don't know the jersey number, you are allowed to phone a friend who is Dylan back at the studio who can Google their number for you
is
real
it
quick.
Unlimited phone a friends.
It is unlimited. Each question is going to be worth 2 points. If you phone a friend, 1 point gets taken away.
Okay.
There's a lot of math in this. I'm not
because
liking
I just don't want a question to come up and you're like, I don't know his number. So we're creating an option for this. So, Mike, we will start with you. What do you get when you add Bijan Robinson and Ronald Acuna Jr.?
Bo.
30.
That is incorrect, Mike.
Golly.
Can
Bo,
I steal?
Go ahead and steal.
20.
You get 20.
7 plus 13 equals 20.
I couldn't remember Ronnie's number, and I panicked. I thought it was 23 like MJ.
All right, Bo. Take Trey Young's number, multiply it by the number on Jesse Bates' jersey.
You get 33.
You do.
God, you're going to be so much better at this than me. This is so not my wheelhouse, dude.
4-0 with Bo in the lead. All right, Mike, subtract Matt Olson's jersey from LeBron James.
Phone a friend.
What jersey numbers
are Matt Olson?
Are you serious right now, Mike?
Yeah, dude. This is not my wheelhouse at all, man. I am bad at this.
So just to be clear, you said Matt Olson minus LeBron?
Correct.
Okay, you get 5.
Okay. I don't think that's what we were looking for. I just needed Matt Olson's jersey.
Oh, actually, my bad.
Actually,
Dylan's like, mark me down.
My bad.
I'm going to give you that one because that's not your fault, Mike.
That's wrong.
It's actually -5 because we're subtracting Matt Olson's jersey number from LeBron.
Yeah, oh, see, those are the particulars of it, ain't I?
Yeah,
All right, so we'll move back to Bo now. Add the numbers of these two Georgia Bulldog legends.
I don't know.
Herschel Walker and Brock Bowers.
That would be 34 plus 19. Would be 53.
That is correct.
That's so impressive.
It is 6-1.
I almost just want to see if Bo can cook on this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at him going, this is so his wheelhouse. All right, I'm going to give it a go. Go ahead.
All right. What do you get if you subtract Michael Jordan's iconic jersey from Desmond Ridder's?
What number was Desmond Ridder, the Cincinnati kid? He was
4-1.
What was Desmond Ridder?
So Desmond Ridder actually had two numbers. When he first came in, he was 4, but then he went to 9. So
we're going with 9 on this, Dylan.
Okay, so 9.
So then minus 14.
That is correct.
Let's go.
All right. It is 6-2.
I feel good about it. Look, I'm getting there. Go ahead. Bo's going to cook here, though. I think he's the show here.
Why would it be?
This is 23. 9 minus 23.
It would be minus 14. It would just be 14.
No, it's negative.
How is it negative?
We are subtracting Michael Jordan's iconic jersey from Desmond Ridder.
Don't worry about that, man. Just keep going. I want you to cook
here. I don't understand it. All right, go ahead.
Add the jersey numbers of these MVPs. Shohei Ohtani, Nikola Jokic.
Oh.
That
is brutal.
I went to phone a friend because I don't even know if I know Ohtani's jersey right now. Dylan.
Ohtani is 17.
Okay, well, what about Jokic?
He is 15.
Okay.
I'm just some math.
I'm subtracting him?
Nope, you're adding.
Adding him?
That would be
32.
This is brutal.
32. All right, it is 7-2. Is that the first ding we got?
Yeah. Golly. So bad.
Okay. What is the sum of, Mike, Kyle Pitts, Julio Jones, and Mookie Betts? And Julio Jones
Mookie
in Atlanta.
Betts. Let's see. Kyle Pitts is 8. Julio was 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Julio was actually 8 in college. That's what I remember him most for. Mookie is 50. So let's go with, you know, we're adding them all together.
Uh-huh.
69.
You are correct.
Hey-o.
Nice.
All right, Bo, what do you get if you take Freddie Freeman's Braves jersey number and multiply it by Steph Curry's?
Oh. Steph Curry.
Do the math out loud.
I got to remember Steph Curry. Dylan, what's Steph Curry's number again?
30.
5 times 30?
Man, these are tough.
What's 5 times 3?
5 times 3. So it would be 150?
There you go. Look
yeah.
at you.
We're mathing now, baby. We're mathing.
All right. It is 8-4. We'll do one more. This is a compound jersey math question.
Can we both work together on this one?
You guys work together on
okay,
this one.
Okay, let's do this together.
All right. It's Bijan Robinson plus Trey Young minus Jesse Bates.
So it's 10 minus 3 at 7.
No.
Bijan times?
Bijan plus Trey Young.
That's
Young.
18.
Okay, minus Jesse Bates.
That's 15.
There you go.
Okay.
You worked together on that.
Yeah, just talking through it. You just ran away with it, man. Whatever.
All right.
Status quo for the show.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like this game? Should we bring it back?
I liked it, but I need less.
Yeah,
I need. Here's what we need to do. I like it, but but we gotta put it like it's got to be one, like all NBA or all NFL or all. Georgia or all
Make
Falcons.
It easier for
one
you.
Category.
I like all that. Atlanta. No, it was fun. Or all Atlanta.
It was just because I suck, I don't want to sit here and say that it wasn't a good game because I just sucked. It's all right.
I would have crushed.
I'm going to suck. I'm going to suck at some at some point on these things.
Well, thank you both for participating.
I love the fact that you came. That was. That's a real – how'd you come up with that?
Congratulations, Bo. It was 8-4. So you win. If we play again, you'll be in the lead for the season. Coming up next.
I will bow down to that.
We've got audio from Morgan Fox, Jake Matthews, and Ryan Neusel on the way. That's next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
– the Odyssey app.